John in Oceanside, California. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey, Leo, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, John?
Good, Leo. I'm a big fan of yours and your network. I've been following you since the tech TV days. And
oh, you're making me blush.
You do.
Thank you.
Well, I'm a pretty technical guy. I'm a sysadmin by trade. I followed some of your advice of having some family photos scanned. My sister bought over a giant box of photos, and I took them to one of the, or sent them off to one of the online sites, and they sent me back a DVD and my photos back. Everything worked great.
Good.
I've uploaded my photos from the DVDs to my online places where I keep things, OneDrive, Amazon Cloud, and Google Photos. Now, most of the pictures, I don't know who any of these people are, and I need to find a way to share them with my mom so that she can tag them.
Who are these people, Mom?
Yes.
You know what I, there, so you, Mom probably uses Facebook. That would be one place. You can create an album and share it with her. She doesn't.
No, she's not really a Facebook person, but she does have an iPad.
I would say Google Photos. Google Photos has a really great photo sharing capability. In fact, they duplicated Apple's photo sharing, where you could create a shared folder where she can put, not that she's going to do this, but just so people know, where she could put pictures and you could put pictures. So you could say, make a photo of an event like a wedding and say, everybody, this is here. Put your pictures in this folder and everybody will have access to it. They also have good face recognition. Really good. So.
Right.
The reason you use this is she can you share a folder with her. She can open it on her iPad. She'll need to install Google's Photos app, which is free.
Mm-hmm.
She opens it on her iPad, and then there's a tag command. She says, oh, yeah, that's Uncle Lou. She tags that, and Photos will continue to search through the other photos for Uncle Lou's face and automatically tag many of them. It's very good.
Right.
So
right.
Does
that information get stored in the EXIF file of the picture?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think so. How could you get it into the EXIF? Well, once she's done the tagging, you can then export those images into folders yourself, and then use a mass EXIF editor. EXIF is the extended information, text information that many pictures have. It's very useful. Your camera is already pre-populating it with the time and date of the photo, often information about how the photo was taken, what lens, and so forth. And if your camera has a GPS, it'll even put the location into it. It's very handy. And yes, it'd be nice in the notes. There's not a field for who is this, but there is a notes field to put Uncle Lou. But you know, you don't almost need to do that because Google is going to be automatically organizing this. So now in Google Photos, you can search. Then you can, I can go to my Google Photos, click the search icon, the magnifying glass, and it'll show me some faces that I already know. And then I can add other, I could say, oh, well, hey, let me see all the Uncle Lou photos. And it will find them all. You can even say, let me see all the photos of Uncle Lou in Paris. And it will do that, too. It's incredible. And it's getting better all the time.
Right. And I have used it a little bit, so that's great. My concern is if in the future I need to take these photos and do something else with them, that information is then stuck in Google.
That's right. Well, there's a second concern, which is that Google is squunching them. So you would have to choose Save Original Photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pay for storage because they only give you free – they give you free unlimited storage if you allow them to compress the photos. They don't do a bad job, but see, it kind of depends. You know, if you want archival, you know, original copies, then you should tell them use original. And it's not expensive to buy a little extra storage if you need it. You probably won't.
Right.
And then you can export them. Yeah, then you'd have to what you'd have to do is do a search – say, okay, see those, export those into a folder, and then now that they're on your hard drive, add the text to the EXIF file. You could do that. It's not horrific. I think, frankly, that's one. There's a whole category of things that we do because we think down the road we're going to want to do things that we currently do, like print the photos. When in reality, eventually we're just going to let go and let Google. We're just going to say, I don't need to do anything with those photos. They're there. They're categorized. Anybody who wants to see them can see them. That's the end of the line for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we often kind of, you know, people burn CDs and say, well, if I ever want to remake this CD, how should I burn it? And I can tell you that, but the truth is, are you ever really going to want to go back to CDs? Probably not. We're moving forward, not backward. So I suspect once you, gosh, you know, the Google thing is so amazing. And so I don't anticipate.
Like it works great.
It works.
I also have six sisters that aren't very, and most of which are not very technical. And so they're interested in getting, you know, like a printed album of some sort. And I'm like, you know, so that's where I was wondering about.
Well, and you can, I'm sure, I don't know, but I would guess Google has that capability too. Yeah, that's a nice moneymaker.
If it's not there yet.
If it's not there yet, it will be. That's the other side of this is that, you know, they're going to continually improve this, I believe. Although you never know with Google. Sometimes they lose interest. They're very ADD. Sometimes they create great things and go, oh, yeah, we're bored now. Let's do something else.
Right.
I don't think photos is one of those things. And I don't think Google's going out of business in our lifetime. So, you know, the only thing some people might say is, oh, Google, now they know everything about Uncle Lou.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, who can I know? So what are they going to do with that? I don't think that's right. Not an issue. So,
all right, Leo, well, thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
I appreciate your help today and keep doing what you do. I appreciate it.
Thanks for watching. I really appreciate your support. Very nice.